sit back, relax, and grab your earbuds. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Coming up
today on Watching Your Wealth, what to do if you're going to lose your job? How can you prepare financially?
This is Watching Your Wealth from the Wall Street Journal. Advice for making, keeping, and protecting your money. Now, from our studios in New York, here's Veronica Dagger.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, where you'll learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Kimberly Foss is a financial advisor and president of Empyrean Wealth Management. She's here to give us some tips on what we should do if we think we're going to lose our job. Welcome, Kim.
Hey, thanks for having me, Veronica.
My pleasure. So, Kim, you know, we hear the job market is improving, but we're still hearing of layoffs. And, it's a scary time for some folks still, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, especially in the C-suite area, the people between 45 and, say, 55, 60, although they can get reintroduced to other C-suite positions, it's getting nervous. It's harder to get back into that position, so the layoffs are taking longer.
That's tough. Yeah, right. So, like you said, if you're a CEO, chief marketing officer, any of these really high profile jobs, they're not exactly a dime a dozen. So it's especially concerning for those folks. Now, you said it's crucial to be prepared, not scared, if you think you're going to be on the chopping block. What do you mean by that?
Well, I just think people need to be prepared. I mean, anything can happen, and you can also be laid off for longer than you anticipate. So, you know, you need to be prepared in the way of having financial assets available to you to be able to smooth that over so it doesn't disrupt your financial wealth down the road, especially somebody between 45 and 55, because, Veronica, you know, those are the growth oriented years, and that dollar grows more, right, than the one at 55. So we want to protect those assets so that it grow, because we're not going to be out of work for 5 years. You're going to be out maybe 6 months, hopefully less than 6 months, but sometimes it goes longer than that.
So you got to be prepared, right? So one of the steps you said is to have an emergency fund. Tell us about that.
You know, everybody needs to have an emergency fund, and I find that the higher net worth individuals kind of have they think that they do, but they kind of lose touch about that because they are making, quite a bit of money. So the key is we need to have at least 3 months to 6 months of emergency funds that we can tap into, and that's just standard protocol for anybody. But you know what? Most Americans don't have an emergency fund that they can tap into.
What do you think that it is? Are we overspending generally from what you've seen, even on the high end?
Yes, and I think you just get, in the lap of luxury in that you think that, your position is secure and you think that you are insulated, and all of a sudden you wake up and that C-suite position is gone and that CEO position or a CFO position is gone. And then all of a sudden, you're tapping into maybe 2 or 3 months, and then you're having to go into investments that are going to hurt your wealth long term.
Nothing is secure. If that's one thing we've learned in the past couple of years, no field, no job is secure. So
absolutely. Nothing's off the radar, right?
Not at all. Not at all. So another thing you said to do is have a financial fire drill. What is that?
I like that because, and actually I made that up the other night, but then I think it's out there too. But, oftentimes, like in school, we had those fire drills in school. So this was much like that. And that what you want to go through is go through your budget, because oftentimes we sort of have a budget, but we really don't adhere to it. So go through, look at the things that are maybe more luxury items that you could potentially cut off in the event that you were to get laid off. Take, for instance, in 2008, many people got laid off, and they were really caught off guard. I know even me as an advisor, I had just moved into a brand new office building and had bought everything brand new, but I had to hire expenses for, three times the space. I went through and cut everything. Next time I'm prepared, I know what is essential and what is a need and what is a want.
Right. That's key, right, because there is a big difference between needs and wants. Turn on the drip. That was another piece of advice you had given when we chatted before.
I like this one as well. This is one that we use for my, for my retirees. But if you're laid off, you can change your investment allocation. So maybe it is creating a little bit more income. I know it's very ultra low interest rates right now, but at some point, Yellen will raise rates, hopefully in a couple of weeks here. But they can turn on the drip, and so the dividends and the interest off your fixed investments then can help to supplement your income if you need that, as opposed to going in and selling something and then creating a capital gain.
Got you. All great tips. Thank you again for joining us.
Thanks, Veronica. Anytime.
Thanks again to Kimberly Foss for joining us. This has been Wealth Wednesday, a production of the Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.